So I wanted to share with you the 2,846 day win. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Borman. And if you are coming through, then please do let me know. Well, fucking hell, it's moving day. Better put on my best fucking state of mind, ready to go. Feeling pretty relaxed. Mixed emotions of saying goodbye to a 11-year chapter, 11 years worth of incredible memories, and saying hello to new beginnings. But I want to share with this win, because I'm hopefully it's going to inspire you and help you understand the ethos of the 1% win a day forever. So I'll never forget when I came home from my last disciplinary hearing. That sounds awful, doesn't it? So when I left the military and came home, the job that I went into was pretty fucking tasteless, but it was a job and I needed it. And basically the people that I was working for were looking for a scapegoat, and I was it. But it was proving that I actually had done nothing wrong, which was great. And I remember my union rep being like a fierce sergeant major, and we both like went to town on him. But I decided not to stay because I felt the relationship was unworkable. It was like a toxic place to work, and I felt like I needed a new beginning. It was the start of a brand new chapter. When I came home to the house where I was at, I kind of sat down and I was like, my God, how the fuck am I going to pay my mortgage? I had a little side hustle, which was a PT job. I was just like doing £15 an hour PTs back then. And I was going to have to build this business, right? Hey guys, I'm only going to take a second of your time. I just want to let you know that I run a supporters group on Facebook where I run exclusive content for people that are in that group. We have a supporters show, so that's a bonus 8 shows a month that you'll be getting. We'll be running challenges, you'll be getting best discounts on programs for the future that I'll be running. When COVID is finished, we'll be looking to do meetup training days at a discount as well. And we'll be looking to put together a committed community. If you're looking to just be put one foot in my world, or you're looking to come and work with me in the future, or you just want to be a part of the extra content, you can look at the details below. It's like $3.95 a month for the investment, and you get a lot of good quality value back. Enjoy the rest of the podcast. So on Tuesday, the 13th of July, that was my day one of working for myself. Okay, I took the weekend, kind of collected my thoughts and went, we're going all in on this. And the purpose was, at the time it was just me and my big two, but there were little twos back then. And I kind of had this vision. I didn't really know too much about Remember the Mission back then, or that type of mentality. I was still trying to recover from my trauma of leaving the military, but I kind of had this vision that I wanted to do this, and I wanted to create an incredible home for me and the kids. And that's what it was all about. That was like the vision, the target. And I remember when I hired my first mentor in 2004, at the end of 2004, I said, the only thing I want is a really nice home. A really nice house for me and the kids. And the time between that time and today has been the 1% wins. Every single day, showing up, looking for that home. Like if you were in my world, you know, I don't get myself anything at all. The only thing I've ever wanted was a really nice home. And then along the way, we found Jemima. Along the way, we created Alba, and in 2 months, we're going to be introducing someone new to our family. And over those 2,846 days, there have been like some of the toughest times ever, in terms of banging my head against a brick wall, with that blood, sweat and tears in the office, falling asleep at the office, and spent every single day working towards today. This is not just kind of like a house move for us. For me personally, it marks the end of a milestone of 7 years worth of fucking hard work, like ridiculously hard work, perseverance, mental resilience. So to me, it's more than just moving houses. It's kind of hitting that big win I always talk about on your 1% wins. And then the 1% wins are what move us in a direction. They get us momentum. They give us focus. They give us hunger. They give us passion. They give us desire. They allow you to create the path that you want to create. And eventually, maybe not 7 years, but eventually you're going to hit some big wins. And when you put that into context for you guys, it might be that, you know, your 1% win is getting up half an hour early for the whole of the month. It might be that you do 10 minutes exercise rather than no exercise a day. But then you get a little stronger and then you do 20 minutes exercise a day. Then you might do 30. Then you might do a 10K. Then you might do a marathon. You might do a 50 miler, then a 100 miler. What I mean is that 1% keeps you going. It doesn't matter what your mission, it doesn't matter what the outcome is, it doesn't matter what the process takes you through, what the journey brings. If you continue to show up 1% every single day, you are always, in theory, taking that one step closer to whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. And it will happen. Like, whatever it is that you want to happen will eventually happen. But you got to be persistent. You got to be stubborn-minded to never give up. You got to make sure that you're going to keep going on and on and on. And I remember a period of time when I was in business and I literally wanted to give up. I literally woke up every single morning. I was like, it's tough. Like, I want an easy life. There is no such thing at all. And it's a real milestone for me. And it will be an emotional day when we leave a house that has, I guess, like the military, a part of my soul in terms of bringing those two beautiful kids up, finding Jemima and bringing Alba into the world. But we're going to call the house New Beginnings because it is new beginnings. It's a fresh new start. No. We're leaving the dogs behind. Go, go, go. And I just want to encourage you to keep going. I just want you to encourage you to keep that 1% win every fucking day. Doesn't matter what's happening. Show up. 1%. And that fucking big win, that curveball, that milestone will suddenly hit you and you'll be like, fucking, it was worth it. Everything was worth it. Every single bit of suffering and sacrifice and the late nights and the failures again and the failures again is worth it, right, for just for today. When all the removal men have gone, who are amazing, by the way, and it's just us in that house, the five of us, it will be fucking, the whole 7 years will be worth it. So, I'll leave you on that. Hope you have a great day. I'll stick a picky up later of the house and hopefully all of us all well and good in there. Have a great day. See you soon.